Okay. We left off yesterday at shear number 3 in the questions, number 13. Okay, let's begin. How did Tosos be masbe the kesher? Yeah, let me just. How was Tosos masbe the kesher between get and meiser? Okay, so this was the Tosfos on Zayin Amud Beis. Who asked this kasha? Tosfos asks on Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos Shoyalim. Tosfos says we find that Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan are maskin that the kark on the bottom of the water of the ocean or river of Eretz Yisrael, rivers, are definitely Eretz Yisrael. There is no doubt. Okay? There is no doubt that they agree that what, even though Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree that their karkos sometimes like Eretz Yisrael mamish, nevertheless, Svinis are worse. Why are Svinis worse? Because Svinis are cholik roshus la'atzman. The boats are their own entity. So since the boat is its own entity, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Muvlos. Muvlos is like they're swallowed up, like, and they're Muvlos. We know the cities that were swallowed up. If you don't hold like Rabbi Lazar, like the Chamim, or like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, the Tanakama. So those things, Lamaisa, are much, they look like Eretz Yisrael. But a boat is on its own. That's what Tosfos prefaces the Tosfos. I want you to get it. The boat is different. Even though Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan both agree that the riverbed, the ground at the bottom is Eretz Yisrael, but the boat is Cholik Roshus Bifnei Atzmo Moshe. Oh. Meile, Tosfos asks, I don't understand. What on earth is the kesher between get and meiser? What do you mean by that? Well, we mean to say by that, if you have a second story house in Eretz Yisrael, that should also be treated like Chutz La'aretz, just like the boat. The boat is its own entity, right? If the boat is its own entity, right? The boat is its own entity, according to Rebbe Yehuda. So if the boat is its own entity, then why don't you say a second story in Eretz Yisrael? If a get is written up there, why don't you have to say the fun and nechto? It's not Eretz Yisrael. Second story. It's cholik reshus b'fnei atzmo. It's a Tosfos practice. Tosfos answers, I'll tell you the difference. Mad Tosfos. When it comes to the boat, below the boat, you cannot plant. Right? Below the boat is water. You can't plant anything in the water. Last time we checked, right? Also on the riverbed, you can't plant. You can't plant a tomato. There's things that are, there are plants on the ground, without a doubt, of the river, but you can't plant a tomato or celery in the bottom, right? We don't find a fish ever coming up with celery or tomato, right? Or carrots, right? And the bottom, we never have a fish like, after you catch a fish. So therefore, there's a big difference. When you talk about a boat, below the boat, you have a disconnect territory because you can't plant anything. The second floor of a home, you could go to the first floor and be by the dirt and plant there. That's Karka Mirtzerah Mamish. And therefore, in that vein, Lamaisa, you are going to be Chayiv what in Meiser. So too, the get, Lamaisa, we treat like Eretz Yisrael, and you will not need b'fonei nech. So I want you to get the difference. That's the answer. Tosfos says, what's the kesher between get and Meiser? I mean, you mean to tell me that it gets in the second floor? You have to say b'fonei nech. Just like the boat, you have to say no. The big difference is the boat is a separate entity. Can't plant anything under it. When you're in a boat, there's a big disconnect on the boat, according to Rebbe Yehuda, from Eretz Yisrael. You're divorced from Eretz Yisrael being on the boat. Whereas when you're in the second floor of someone's home, you are not divorced at all, and therefore you could certainly go to the first floor and touch the land, and that is why, Lamaisa, there's a big difference between what? Between the notion of the second floor and a boat. Now we just added on to this that there was a machlokas, okay?
Look
with Meiser. We added on that there was a machlokas between the Maharam Shif, okay? Between the Maharam Shif, we had a machlokas, Maharam Shif against the Maharshal. Please get it, okay? What was the machlokes? How do you interpret Tosos? Bottom line is, you plant the tomato on the second floor of a house in Eretz, are you chayvin meiser or not? Based on this answer. Maharam Shif writes, Beferish, you are putter. The only reason why, Yossi, that we treat it what? Like Eretz Yisrael for getting is because the bottom floor would be chayv. That's the kesher between get and meiser. The kesher between get and meiser is you have to have a connect to Eretz Yisrael. That's the message that Tosis is trying to portray to us. There's got to be a connect to Eretz Yisrael. And what's the second floor's connect to Eretz Yisrael? You don't have to say B'fanei Nechtov. The second floor's connect is, says the Maharam Shif, is that the first floor is chayv in terms of meiser. You know what the Maharam Shah says? The second floor itself is chayv. Trumas and Meisah. So it's a machlokes Maharam Shif and Maharam Shah. What did Tosis mean? But the answer, Yossi, is that the connect is you have to be, the connection between Meisah and Get is you've got to be connected there to Israel. So the boat is a disconnect. Mimele, you got to say before I connect them. However, Lemaisah, if you be touching the riverbed, you're connected there to Israel, Chayv and Meisah. And if you're connected there to Israel, you don't need to say before I connect them. Being on the second floor of a home, you're connected, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtov. Now, Adam, in what way are you connected by being on the second floor of your home? Eitan? The fact that the first floor is Chayv and Trumas and Meisers, but the second floor itself is Taka Potter, that's the way the Maharam Shif learns, or the Maharam Shah learns, actually the second floor is Chayv and Meisers. Very important in Halach L'Maisa. Right? Motsa Yom Atzmud, also connected with Eretz Yisrael. Are you Chayv and Trumas and Meisers, L'Maisa? Are you chayv and chumash with a tomato or plants, vegetables, celery that are planted on the second floor? That answers number 13 on shear number 3. Viter. Let's go. Number 14, let's get it. 14, shear number 3. What did Tosfos say when it comes to the mashmos? Mashmos means the implication, bless you, of the words a Masai. Imolachshav a Masai. Right? Mishnah Bahamas. That's not what we're referring to in this question. But we know it's a Mishnah Bahamas. Imolachshav a Masai. Oh. So, what's the pshat? Whenever you have the word a Masai appear, when there's a Machlekes Tanoim in the second sheet that says a Masai, Rabbi Yehuda, is he coming to be Choylek or is he coming to be Masber the first sheet? Oh. So our Gemara presents Rabbi Yehuda arguing. So you see, MSI is cholek. For Ektosis, we have a Gemara in Erevin in Sanhedrin that says not that way. The Rabbi Yochanan himself said that MSI is coming to be Masber, Bameh is coming to be cholek. But everyone agrees that MSI is coming to be Mefarish. Both Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. So how could our Gemara imply that MSI is cholek? Stidabak Mohrin. So Tosis answers, it's a machlek asamuroi. Don't have the Girsa of Yochanan and our Gemara, you better have the Girsa of Zerah like we have. Meaning it's a Machlokes Amoraim. What does MSI mean? Does MSI mean he's coming to be Masbir? Or does MSI mean he's coming to be Choylik? And Rabbi Yochanan says Masbir? Reb Zerah says Choylik? Our Gemara is Reb Zerah? No problem. That's the first Teretz of Tosfos. Second Teretz of Tosfos is Omer HaTosfos. Beautiful pshat. Tosfos says the following. There's a big difference between the Mishnah's vision and the Bryce's vision. What do we mean to say by that? We mean to say as follows. Tosfos writes, in Mishnayos, Emasai is coming to be what? Be Masbir. And in Bryce's, it's coming to be Choylek. And this happens to be a Bryce in our Gemara. And this happens to be a Bryce in our very own Gemara. So therefore, Emasai is considered to be what? Not a problem at all. Okay? Even though it did say disnan, we changed it on the side to what? Disanya, Bryson. So let's get it. The second Teretz says in Mishnayos, Emasai is Lefar, is being Masbir. In Bryson's, which is our Bryson, it's coming to be Cholek. And that's how we got on to the discussion of Kisui Adam, which happens to be in our Parsha, the midst of Kisui Adam. Right? Remember we discussed Kisui Adam? Kisui Adam is only on what? Let's pursue under that question. What's Kisui Adam only on? Oaf and a chayim, but not on a behema, right? It's only on an oaf and a chayim. What is damnitas? What is damnitas? All types of dam, even the scattered dam. The dam on the knife, the dam that scatters. Not just the gushing blood you have to cover. But all types of dam. We had a machlokes tanoim on that. Do you have to cover all types of dam or not? Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay? Then remember we said the Ran? What did we say the Ran said? Actually the Rashbam. What did the Rashbam say? You recall what the Rashbam said? Why do we do Kisui Adam? Agzeris Diraisa. Lest you come to eat the blood. So we cover over the blood with dirt. Remember we said Rabbi Yosef Engel collected all the Xeris Diraisas. The Ran and Sochim said, by your Rabbi Matz, Xeris, you'll come to eat. Usually Xeris are the Rabbana. But you can come up with Xeris that are the Diraisa. This is one of them. Shiogim. Like, okay? Shiogim. So we find that. Yuchud is an issue of the Diraisa. Also might be Xeris, you might come to Znus. So there are Xeris the Diraisa. That's what we mentioned when we talked about Rosh Hashanah. Why is it only on a Chai and an Oaf, we said? Not on a Behema, you recall? Because the blood of Behemoth is put where? On the Mizbeach, your Makdash. So there was a low plug made on Behemoth. Behemoth, you're not going to come to eat the blood of Behemoth. Because Behemoths are lend themselves like you go on the Mizbeach, even though they're Chulin now. A Chaya can't be put on the Mizbeach, and an Oaf, only one Oaf. Minority of fowls can be put on the Mizbeach. Very well, let's go. That answer is number 14 and 3. Let's go to 4-1. Oh. The men nechlaku. Let's get it. Everyone have? Does no? Everyone have a sheet for four? Okay. Does everyone? Someone doesn't have? Please take. Okay. Do we have? Everyone has? Okay. Let's go. What does Rashi and Toises argue by Turi Amnon? Oh. Zayin and Beis Chasam and Aleph. We had a machloikis. Rashi and Toises how your mas be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, the way we said it is as follows. According to Shittas Rashi, works out as follows. Rashi writes that the peak of the mountain, if you could just view this as Eretz Yisrael, that way is the Yam, this way is Jordan, right, in Syria. Okay? Zevi, you can see? Okay. So we said that according to Shittas Rashi, Rashi runs it going north to south, meaning this part is Eretz Israel, this part is what is Chutz Lartz. That's Shittas Rashi. Okay? Kor, that was Rashi Shittas. Tosfos is very bothered by Rashi. Michael, and we said as follows, please get this, okay? Because as we try to say, we always try to, with the help of Hashem, not to skip. I'm trying to go through everything. We try. This is Hashem. So this is Rashi Shittin, okay? Toysa says, why do you need Kafloria? Why did you need a city? Just take this line here, go straight out to the Straits of Gibraltar, right? Why did you need to have Kafloria, right? That was Tosas Kasha and Rashi, okay? You recall that? Because here you have the line there. The line is there. Just jump that out all the way to Straits of Gibraltar. Aaron, you follow me? Why did he have to pick a city, Kafloria? That was the Kasha Tosis had on Rashi. How do we answer that Kasha on Rashi? We answer it as follows. I want you to get it. Beautiful answer. The answer we said was from the Pnei Yoshua. Because this line was a, what's the word in English? Was a rechesh, was a network, or was a better word, it was a range, a mountain range. It wasn't just one strip. This is a thick thing. So how do you know, you follow what I'm saying? Which point on this thick range are you going to choose to jut out? It wasn't like minute, narrow thing. That's how the Pnei Yoshua answered Rashi. Okay? That's how the Pnei Yoshua answered Rashi. We also said, according to the Rashash, that Kafluri was on the top, and he wanted to pick a point on the top in order to jut out, not on the bottom. Okay? Not on the bottom. But that's what the Pnei Yoshua Nershah said. Okay. Tosfos argued on Rashi, please get it. And Tosfos, because of his kasha, says it's like this. Okay? Tosfos says it's like this. The slope runs east to west. This part is what? Eretz Yisrael. This part is Chutz Lartz. Follow what I'm saying? You're in Haifa, Ari, okay? Right? Yitzchak's in Yerushalayim, right? So we have, this is Eretz Yisrael. Alright, so according to Tosos, it was sloped like this. And according to Tosos, fits very beautifully why you need Kafloria. Why? Because where are you going, cutting out the Straits of Gibraltar? Where in this line do you go? You need a point, Kafloria, to choose to go that way. So according to Tosos, it fits very nicely. The only thing is that we just fixed Tosos a little bit in the sense that you got to build it up kind of like a pyramid, because wherever this is, it serves as the western border and the northern border. So you got to like say it was like the northwest. You got to like crunch it up a little bit to say that with the corner of Hora Har is over there, that was the northwest. But the basic machloikis we must get to Rashi and Tosfos, what it looked like. According to Tosfos, it looked like this, which is east to west. According to Rashi, it looked like north to south. And the answer, the Pnei Yeshua that we gave, why you need Kafloria. And Tosfos shot also, and with the Marshal, why you need it going from what? Why it's going from east to west, and how it's the northwestern border. Okay, that answers number one. Okay, number two. What is the din of Moichar Avil Asuria? Give it the whole Mahal. Well, if you sell your Evet Kenani to Asuria, the Gemara writes black on white, that it's like selling him to Chutz Lartz and the man goes free. Let's get it. That's the din. Nachamol. If you sell your Evet Kenani to Asuria, it's like you sold him to Chutz Lartz and he won't go free. Why? What was the Mahal? So we said from Rashi that we find the buyer who bought the Evet Kenani because he's no longer going to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And we said this is a very fascinating raya from Rashi, because you see from here that Nashim V'Avodim are chayiv in mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ran in the Enek Suba says it's b'shem the Ravid, that an Evet Kenani is chayiv in mitzvahs, like a woman. And a woman is chayiv in Yishuv Eretz. That's interesting, we say, because it's against the Beis Halevi. It's against the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi claimed in Chelek Beis Sof Simen Nun that women are pturis from mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz. Reason being is that Yishuv Eretz depends upon conquering. Birashtim Yishavtabo. A woman is not mechuyev in conquering. So this was the first part of the Mahalach. We must get it. Now, the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael according to the Rabban is obligatory. He says that Beferish, he says it in Parshas Maaseh, he says it in the Sefer Hosafot, the Sefer HaMitzvos. He holds all the mitzvahs we do in Chutz Lartz are just practice that we do them in Eretz Yisrael. Siyu Lach Tziyun, amazing Rabban. He says he appoints, Hashem appoints a Tsar in all the nations of the world, but when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, he befod of Atzma, there is no Tsar. Of course Hashem has brought this on the whole world, but it's heightened. Goes there to Israel. We said the Rambam does not list it. We said that most Achronim say he still says it's a mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer says it's still a mitzvah. He lists the mitzvah of appointing a king. Those mitzvahs require Eretz Yisrael. So obviously the Rambam holds the mitzvah. Rebbe Vadi, we said right in the Tshuvas, Ichavadas, the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah. There's no doubt it's got to be a mitzvah. Only the Megillas Esther, we said, was the one who held it was not a mitzvah. In the Rambam, the fact that he omitted it, then we had the famous, the Rambam held it wasn't a mitzvah. Megillas Esther, remember I said the Sefer Me'afar Kumi? That Sefer Me'afar Kumi, the fellow was killed in the 70s. And he was in learning it from Toronto and Kirby Avni. He was killed by the Arabs. He wrote a whole Sefer on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The one sheet that holds not a mitzvah was the Megillas Esther. In fact, the Rambam didn't omit it. Remember we quoted from Rav Kook? Rav Kook had that comment that Yishuv Eretz is so axiomatic to Yahadus, the Ram didn't even know to list it. What you say was a big Kiddush. How could it be more axiomatic than a Munin? Ram lists a Munin. But nonetheless, very difficult to say. So we have most, all Shittas say that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz is a mitzvah. Moshe held was a mitzvah. Kiyumis, we said, situational, right? If you're living there, you get a mitzvah, just like Sitzis. You're not obligated. Hashem gets angry if you don't put on Arba Kanfos. But if you're not wearing Arba Kavos, not mechuyev in tzitzis. Hashem gets angry at someone. No Gemara says enough, so you don't do that, but you should. So Ramban holds Mitzchiyuvus. Ramosh holds Mitzchiyuvus. The Gemara Esther writes, the Rambam maybe holds that it's not a mitzvah. Rashi also on that pasuk says it's a haftacha. Maybe it's not a mitzvah. Okay. But nonetheless, the first approach is I want you to get is the reason why you sell your Evaknani to Surya, it's like selling the Chutzlar to Adam and he goes free. Because you've done a terrible disservice to your Evaknani. He is no longer fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Arts. Kiddush being, you see that what? And Evid is also Mechuyiv in Yishuv Arts. Oh, first approach. Second approach. Tosfos and Daf Beis pointed out it's a terrible thing selling him to Chutzlarts. Why? Because he's going to be defiled. He's going to be defiled. We're concerned there's no Talmidei Chachamim there, and that he's going to be defiled. And because of that, we feel terrible, and therefore we find the buyer and he goes free. Finished. Okay? That's the second approach. Second approach, David, we got it? Second approach is the reason why he goes free is because why? There's a chashash will be defiled. Third approach. The Tosfos Rid writes, very interestingly enough, that when you sell your Evid to Chutzlarts, he can no longer do Trumas and Maisras. And because of that, they find him that he goes free, and this applies to an Evid as well. We just point out, why did the Tosfos Rid say that? Why didn't he say Yishuv Arts? Maybe he holds a Yishuv Arts only the Rabbanon, and for a Din the Rabbanon, they didn't find the guy that he should go free. Maybe also the Tosfos Rid held for Nashim and Avadim, there was no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael. But nonetheless, what emerges is three different approaches as to why he goes free. And we said that if you assume that what? If you assume that it's because of what? Being defiled, then we understand this quite well. Because in Syria, maybe there weren't Talmidei Chachamim. I want you to get this. But if it's because of the first and third reasoning, what do you mean? It says that Syria is Chayv and Trumas and Maisras. If it's like the first reasoning, maybe Yotze Yishuv Aretz. So we said it's very, very difficult, Lamaisa. Very difficult, unless you say that the dirt is Tomei, so it's not like Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Okay? It's not like Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So I want you to get this, okay? We can't chazor every point with Chazorah, but we try the best of our ability originally to get everything. But please get it. These are the three approaches that we had, and the second seems to fit the most. Because Rabbanu Shalom, if it's the first, we still answered the first, because maybe if the offer is Tomei, it's not like living in Yerushalayim or Haifa. Yerushalayim and Haifa, the offer is not Tomei. Here the offer we said was Tomei. So it's not pure Yisrael. So you can hear the first answer. The third one was difficult, because Trumas and Meister said, you're Chayef. That was a difficulty. And one of the things the Miri says about the beauty of living in Yerushalayim is a makom that is Chachma, you're escaped. It's a gavalt gazach. Rashi says the same thing, you're leaving the makom Torah. That's why it's also leave Bovel to go to Chutz Lars, because you're leaving a makom Torah. And the Avnei Nezer said there are three elements in living in Eretz Yisrael. Please get them. The mitzvahs, essay of Yishavtem Ba, number one. Number two, mitzvahs, pluyus, barat, shumas, and maizis. And number three, living in a holy place, makom Mekudesh and Kaddish L'Shechinah. It could be that Suri is not considered makom Kokach Mekudesh like Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that answers number one. Number two, let's go. Three. Malak Dohid. What is the halachic definition of an Evaknani? What is the halachic definition? Do you have questions? Mawa halachic definition of Evaknani. Evaknani is, we sell a man, buy a man off the slave market. He was a non-Jewish man. Okay? He was a non-Jewish man. Elon, do you have? Four? Here. You buy a non-Jewish man off the slave market. You give him Mila, and you give him Tefillah. He goes to the circumcision, and he goes to Mikveh. He becomes imbued in him, the Rambam writes, a half-Jew. This, the Rambam writes, is a half-Jew. And a woman, you buy off the slave market as a non-Jewish woman, she goes to Mikveh, she's a Shifcha Kananis, a half-Jewess. Now, when you free this Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis, they become a full-fledged Yid, Jew or Jewish. But the Rambam writes they must go to Mikveh a second time. And that's a Din D'oraisa. To be mashed when their Kedushas is wrong. Be the Mukayosef, you only have to go to Mikveh Min Rabbanan. This is the definition of Evaknani. That answers number three. Four. Why is your mission to leave Eretz Yisrael? Where's the marker? Gemara b'avodah zarah b'daf yud gimel amud aleph. There is an issue to leave Eretz Yisrael. What is the reason why there's an issue? Number one, the Ramban writes, because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz by leaving. Number two, the Rashbam writes of Avasa Nafsari Aleph Amud Aleph, Yir Mafkiyah Mitzvah Tlius Baretz. By being outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can't do Trumas and Maisos. And number three, the Vilna Gaon from the Yushalmi, that there was Tumah imbued on the Avir of Eretz Amin. And therefore, a Kohen is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Isser, according to the Kohen, is only limited to Kohanim. Amazing. And the Shmos Yaakov writes, Usher for a Kohen to live in Chutz Laaretz. Shach writes, Remeker. The Shach writes, Remeker. Now, is there ever any Heter to leave Eretz Yisrael? Yes. The Gemara gives three. For learning. To marry a woman. And for business purposes. But those three heterim are only almanas lachzor if you go on the condition of returning. And Mr. Brura, based on the Tosfos of the Zohar Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, expands it to any mitzvah. Meaning, if you want to visit a friend, let's say in Europe or anywhere, Rias Pnei Chaveru is deemed as a mitzvah, and therefore you can go on the condition of returning, and that's considered to be a mitzvah. Okay? And then we said a chiddush from our Serevnik Shlita, one of our Rebbeim, from Shalbim, who is the Rebbe in, who was the Rebbe in Shalbim when I was there, it's a Rebbe now in Machon Leiv. It's a great Kadosh, a great Goyin. And Rav Serevnik wanted to say, based on Git Rashi and Git Nayin Vavim Beis, the whole Isser is only for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. There's a Rashi that says that. The question is, did Rashi mean it up be dinner, or was he just being mashed with the Gemara? Because the Gemara says the Amoroyim were Malava, the Bavel Amoroyim, and they stopped at Eretz Yisrael. They stopped at the border. Why'd they stop at the border? The answer is, Rashi writes, Asur Levinei Eretz Yisrael. Lotzei Tzmer Yisrael Chutzor. So did Rashi mean that Alpidin? Or did we just mean Mazbid the Gemara? Okay? Rav Serevnik wants to say Alpidin. What makes determines whether you're a Ben Eretz or Ben Chutzor? How many days Yom Tif? Where you live, of course, but let's say how many days Yom Tif L'maisa. How many days Yom Tif you observe? Okay, that answers number what? Four. Five. What is Kibush Yachid Lefi Rashi and Lefi the Rambam? There is a principle, the Gemara says, called Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. If a private individual captures something, is it called Kibush or not? Now, this is very important, Lemaisa, how to define it, both Lefi Rashi and Lefi the Rambam. Let's go. Because there are a few Rashis and Shas that we have. Number one, Rashi writes that Kibush Yochid means, let's say it like this, Kibush Rabim requires two elements. Number one, it requires you capture Letzarach Kol Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech captured for his own personal usage. And also, all of Klal Yisrael wasn't there, but that's number one element. And Rashi on Daf Mem Zayin writes, Lemaisa, that you need everyone to be there. David HaMelech did not have all of Klal Yisrael there. You need the 600,000, and you need the Urim V'Tumim. So in order to be Kibush Rabim, you need Urim V'Tumim and Klal Yisrael. That's the Rashi in Gittin Mem Zayin and Avodah Zarah. And Rashi by us says, you have to do it Letzorah Kol Klal Yisrael. So let's get the two elements. In order to be called Lemaisa Kibush Rabim, you need two things. It's called Letzorah Kol Klal Yisrael. Who'd you do it for? Number two, you need all the 600,000 Jews to be there. And number three, basically, is you need the Urim V'Tumim. Okay. Problem with Rashi was as follows. Just let's get it. The Ritva, the Ra, asked Akasha, there are many, many cities that only some of Klal Yisrael captured. Like, for example, Novach. Novach halach v'yar ben Moshe halach in Bamidbar Lamed Beis. And we always consider those cities to be part of Eretz Yisrael, but all of Klal Yisrael wasn't there. That wasn't Kibush Rabin, that was Kibush Yochid. And Tosfos says, Beferish Hashem, a re-report, and Tosfos says, that Kol Masha Kovash Yachikon Yair is not from Eretz Yisrael. So it's very difficult. You mean to tell me that there were lands that are mamish part of Eretz Yisrael proper that Gantz Kla Yisrael did not what? Gantz means all, did not capture. You're going to tell me that they're not Eretz Yisrael? Moreover, the Mikdash David says, all of Uli Bavel, there was no Urim V'Tumim. You're going to tell me the properties, the lands that the Uli Bavel captured, Moshe, are not Eretz Yisrael because there was no Urim V'Tumim? It's a Pella. What's Pshat and Rashi? So that Kasha we said is, maybe David, you only need the Urim V'Tumim when it existed. At the time of Uli Bavel, there was no Urim V'Tumim, so you don't need it. And secondly, we said that Eretz Yisrael proper does not need the Urim V'Tumim. Bottom line, does not need the Urim V'Tumim. Only when you want to annex new lands and add on to Eretz Yisrael do you need the Urim V'Tumim. And Uli Bavel was not annexing new lands. It was capturing lands that already were captured and already were called Eretz Yisrael. Zeo Shitas Rashi. Legabi Kibush Yoch. Maomei Rambam. Shitas Rambam. Vilchos Malachim. Perikei Aloch Avov. Vilchos Shumis. Perikav Loch Gimel. Kibush Rabim is sequential. Anything that you capture after you have captured all of Eretz Yisrael is called Kibush Rabim. And that's if a Melech did it and a Navi does it, Al Das Rov Yisrael. You got it? What is Kibush Rabim according to the Rambam? If you do all of Eretz Yisrael first, anything you annex after is called Kibush Rabim, as long as a Melech captures it and a Navi did Al Das Rov Yisrael. So, it's a little bit difficult, we said this Rambam, because it's Mezakeh Shtar Lebeitre, says the Dvar Avram. Make your decision, Rambam. Do you hold like Rashi or do you hold like the Sifri? Even when you get to the Sifri yet, let's mention it. What do I mean? On one hand, you're like Rashi because you didn't do it Alpi Melech and Anavi Midas Rov Yisrael. Seemed like you were doing it for yourself. On the other hand, you say like the Sifri, you need an order. First, you have to do all of Eretz Yisrael proper, and then after you annex. What's your decision, Rambam? Do you hold like Rashi or do you hold like the Sifri? Which one? Why does the Rambam need the Sifri? Just go like Rashi. Why do you need a sequence? So I want you to get it. The Dvar Avram writes, the Rambam holds that Kibush Suri was a Kibush Rabin. They had the Das of the Sanhedrin. They had Rov Yisroel. You know what the problem was? It was done out of order. They captured Suri before they got all of Eretz Yisroel. That's what the Stipler says in Shviz. That's why the Rambam needed the Sifri's reasoning as well. And the Rav Zulti, in the Mishnah Yavetz, Perek Dal L'Chayud, writes, did you buy it yet, Yossi? You didn't get it yet. Still, we got the Chazara yet. Still. Oh, I thought by Chazara already you'd buy it. All right. The Mishnah Yavetz says, the Lashon of the Rambam is, Dafka Yochid or Mishpacha or Shevet, he says, captured is called Kibush Yochid. If a Melech captures, this is very interesting. A Melech, by his very nature, is a public position. He can do it from today until tomorrow for himself. It's considered to be for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rav Zulti wants to say from the Rambam. Therefore, when David captured Syria, he was a Melech. So by definition, for a Melech, Alan, it's like for Klal Yisrael. So why is it called Kibush Yochid? Because he did it out of order. He captured it first before he did what? Before he did all of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, very good. That answers number what? Number five. Let's go. Six. What did the Sifri's a Medrash, we know, quoted in Tosfos say regarding Kibush Yochid? The bottom Tosfos and Chesam and Aleph, Tosfos quoted Sifri. Sifri said an amazing thing. Sifri, we just mentioned it, but let's embellish what it says. It says that Hashem got very upset with him. It's in the end of Parshas of Akiv. Shem got upset with David and says, what are you doing? You're trying to annex more lands to Eretz Yisrael and you don't even have Eretz Yisrael itself? It's just not right, he said. Right? It's not right. What was the expression he gave? He said, the palace near you, you haven't captured. The palace right near you, you haven't captured in Yerushalayim. You're going to annex more lands? What's going on with you? So the Sifri lays down the cloud that Kibush Yochid is out of order. when you annex more lands before you got all Eretz Yisrael proper. I don't care if you have everyone there. Sifri writes that that is called Mamish. Kibush what? Kibush Yochim. Up. So we said the following about this Sifri. I want you to get it. Okay? We said the following. First of all, we said the Taisa Rosh added on to the Lashon of the Sifri that you should not have Eretz Yisrael Tmeya Begilulim. Meaning, Hashem got angry at David HaMelech, and there's an addition in the Taisa's Rosh. What are you doing? There's a Avodah Zarah near Yushalayim. And you're capturing more land, you're annexing more land. Take care of Eretz Yisrael itself. So once you get that addition, he added on, you have idols. There's a Avodah Zarah. Oh. So that's what the Taisa Rosh added on from the Lashon of the Sifri. Now, the Maram Shif asked the following kasha. I want you to get it. Maram Shif asked, I don't understand. Lefi the time of the Sifri, why is Surya called Kibush Yochid? There was a Kibush Rabin. It just was not Niskadesh because it was captured before Eretz Yisrael. He was bothered by that. I mean, what's the big deal? So was the done out of order. The bottom line, they captured it. So that should imbue Kedusha. Why should doing it out of order block it from being Kaddish? In the Lumbus, we asked. So please get it. So the Maram Shif answered. If you look in the Ramban, you know what the Pshat is? The Pshat is, the Maram Shif said, if you look in the Ramban, the bottom line is Kibush Yochid, David did it midaito. He didn't ask the Rimaturim. He didn't ask advice from the Sanhedrin. He did it al das atzmo. When you do something al das atzmo, it's not kedas tayrim. And therefore, there was no Kedusha imbued in it. That is why. Because he did against the Torah. It's not just simply did out of order. By doing out of order, you're doing against the Torah. That was the first beer. Second beer is, we had as follows. I want you to get it. That Be'emisin, the Gemara and the Sifri argue. I want you to get this. Be'emisin, this is an amazing pshat that the Sifri and the Gemara argue. Sifri's a medrash, can argue on the Gemara. Do you know why Surya was not Kadosh? You know what our Gemara says? Kibush Yochid, right? What does the Sifri say? Sifri says it has nothing to do with Kibush Yochid. The fact it was done out of order is an independent problem on its own. That's not defining Kibush Yochid. I want you to get it. Simplest reading of Tosfos was that Tosfos was placing the Sifri in our Gemara. Rav Nachman Parchovich has nothing doing. Tosfos had in mind to present a machlokes in our Gemara and the Sifri. Our Gemara calls it Kibush Yochid. The Sifri says it's an independent problem of doing it out of order. So I want you to get that. It comes out that the Sifri and the Gemara are arguing. Okay? The Dvar Avram did not like this and said Chas V'Sholom. That's not at all what Tosfos meant. And Tosfos meant to put the Sifri in the Gemara. So Lamaisa, the Rav Nachman Parchovich was against the Dvar Avram. Okay, so we cannot view them as that they're arguing on each other. Okay, and then the last pshat is the Keren Ora. Please get it. The Keren Ora was Mechadesh the following. That rule that you can't do out of order was only said to a what? To a Rabim and not to a Yochid. Okay, so the man damer kibush yachid shmei kibush says a yachid what? Okay, a yachid is not mitzuvah to capture what anything else before Eretz Yisrael. The yachid can do whatever he wants, and it doesn't make a difference. Lamasa kibush yachid shmei kibush means there's no order. Kibush yachid lav shmei kibush says in order for something to be kibush, you have to what? You need a kibush rabim, and the kibush rabim is first they have to get all of Eretz Yisrael. If they haven't gotten all of Eretz Yisrael, then they cannot get the rest of the lands. And that's why it's called Kibush Yochid. The chisaron is that Eretz Yisrael was not captured first. Okay, so that's why it was not imbued with the Kedusha. That answers number one. Number six. Seven. What is Kitsh Rishona? Kitsh Shnia. Let's get it. There were two times in the history, actually, I should say in the, halachically, okay? Hopefully this is the third time, and this could very well be askalta degula bezashem, as our Shefer spoke about yesterday, Yom Ha'atzmaut. But before 1948, there were two times the Jewish people returned to Eretz Yisrael. First time was during the times of Yoshua, which was called Kidsha Rishona. One sheet in the Gemara says Kidsha Rishona, Kidsha Lasalova. The Kedusha that Yoshua imbued on the land of Israel and they captured stuck forever. The other sheet that says no. Kidsha Rishona, Lav Kidsha Lasalova. And once they were thrown out, the Kedusha evaporated. It was divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Once the Yidden were thrown out, it lost its Kedusha. That's called Kidsha Rishona, Lav Kidsha Lasalova. How do we paskin? We paskin Kidsha Rishona, Lav Kidsha Lasalova. It did not stick. Because it was dependent on conquering. Once we're thrown out, it evaporated. However, there's something special about the Makom HaMikdash, and that's called Shechina Eina B'Teilah. The Kedusha there remains forever and ever. And despite the fact the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha evaporated, not the Makom HaMikdash. Therefore, someone who goes to the Makom HaMikdash nowadays, everyone's tummy makes you be chayiv karis, according to the Rambam. The Magen Ram says we pass on like the Rambam Ledina. However, the Rambam says, when Ezra brought the Yidden back from Bavel, this was the second time the Yidden returned to Eretz Yisrael. And here, it was of the genre of Chazaka, not Kibush. And the Rambam Patsin's Kidsha Shniyah is permanent, is Kidsha Lasalava. To this day and age, the Kedusha, Kidsha Shniyah is Kidsha Lasalava. Why? Chazaka, we said, has two pshatim. Again, the first one was Kibush, divide and conquer once they were kicked out, and exiled, evaporated. Kidsha Shniyah stuck because it was Chazaka. What is Chazaka? The Radbaz says in the beginning of Shumas, Yoshua was not Makdashit Bepeh. Ezra was Makdashit Bepeh. And therefore, Kiddushit Bepeh sticks forever. The Rav Zatzal said that what Ezra did is he took the Kiddush in the Makom HaMikdash, which of the Shechina, and he spread it out to all of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the genre of Kedusha that exists in Kidsha Shniyah was of the genre of Kedusha Shechina. Therefore, Kidsha Shniyah, Kidsha Lasan Lavo. He went, not divide and conquer, you know, wherever he got, he conquered and viewed Kedusha. He went to Yerushalayim, went to Makom HaMikdash, took the Kedusha, expanded everywhere. That's what the Rav said Chazaka means. That's why Kidsha Shniyah sticks forever and ever. Those are two pshatim of what the word Chazaka means. Okay? This is the Sheet of Saramba. I want you to get it. We have to get this. That's the Sheet of Saramba. The Ravid argues and says as follows. The Ravid says the following. He says that Kidsha Rishona, in fact, is Kidsha Lasalavo. Regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Riven, Kidsha Rishona is Kidsha regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Regarding Yerushalayim, nothing. Once we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha. And he says if a Tamei person goes to Makom HaMikdash, he's not Chayiv Karis. Now we said, what does that mean? Heter Gomer? Or does that mean there's no Chayiv Karis, but there's an Yisrael Lav? That's what the Meiri says in Shavuos Daf Tet Vav, Amud Aleph. And we said that Prime Minister Sharon, Shev Rafut Flema, must have held like the Ravid. And he must have held not like the Meiri's pshat in the Ravid. I don't know if he knew that. That's obviously clearly what he was holding. Dan Otom Lekafschus. Like we said last night, right? Shev Rafut Flema. Now, we don't hold like the Rama. We don't hold like the Ravid. The Magen Ram says we hold like the Rama. But nonetheless, I want you to get that Ravid. The Ravid says, Pum Fakir. Rama, the Ravid says the rest of Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. Kidsha Rishona, Kidsha Lasalava. Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash, nothing. Because there's no edifice, no structure. We hold like the Rama. We said about the Chayalim, how are they up? That's Bikuch Nefesh. They have to be up there. Otherwise, it'd be Sekhanos Tafashos. It's not one of the Gimel of Eretz, right? being tamed in the Beis Hamikdash. They had to be there. They have to be. That answers number 7. 8. What was the Mahalach of Reb Chaim in the stencil? We had the Mahalach of Reb Chaim in the stencil. Very important, we said. We saw it inside. What was the Mahalach of Reb Chaim that we had in the stencil? Runs as follows. Reb Chaim had a Bam Kasha. The Bam Kasha was, who cares whether you hold Kibush Yochid or not? What's the difference? If the Oli bubble captured the land, again, what is Kibush Yochid? Keep the history in mind. Dovin HaMelech's time, right? Who cares whether you hold Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush? What is the determining factor, Moshe, whether Kedusha is in Eretz Yisrael nowadays? You tell me. Whether Kitcha Shmiya Kishlosa. What is Kitcha Shmiya? Ole Bavo. The Yidin that came back from Bavo. Did they capture this land or did they not? That's what we look at. Why should it make a difference with the old Dovid Amel, during Dovid Amel's time, whether Kibush Yochid Shmiya Kibush Yochid? Who cares? It's a Bam Kasha. What's critical to us is based on what we just said from the Rambam. Kitcha Shmiya is Kitcha Losa Bavo. That's what's critical, Mark. You follow me? We said that was a Bam Kasha in the history, right? We saw that inside. I mean, what's the meaning of Kibush Yochid? Shmei Kibush, Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. How do we paskin, by the way? We paskin Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush, we said. Remember we said the Rambam says, Lav Shmei Kibush. But who cares? It all should depend where the Holy Bible captured. That was the Kasha of Reb Chaim. Oh. Reb Chaim gave the following answer. I want you to get it. He quoted to Yushalmi. It's an amazing pshat. And it's a little bit counterintuitive. Runs like this. The Ole Bovel only have koyach to capture something. The Ole Bovel only have koyach to capture something if it was captured by the Ole Mitzrayim. Again, Ole Bovel are the Yidden that came with Ezra. Ole Mitzrayim are the Yidden that came up with Yoshua. The Ole Bovel can only invoke Kedusha, imbue Kedusha into a land if it was captured by the Ole Mitzrayim. It says like that in Yushalmi, on the Pasuk, Me'a Pasuk, Yetivcha V'irbecha Me'a Vosecha. Yerusha Shniyah works, even though it was only through Chazakah. See, it's like Chazakah is a little weaker. Remember when Reb Chaim is like against the Rav? The Rav made this whole thing like Chazakah start. He took it from the Mokka Mikdash and expanded it. Reb Chaim says Chazakah is what? No, they just took hold of it. Who really did the conquering? The Yidden that came with Yoshua. They just kind of like re-usurped it. Retook it. That's what Chazakah is. Like Chazakah is weaker than Kibush. From the Rav's approach, Chazakah is stronger than Kibush. Right? Reb Chaim, seems like the Rav is saying a little bit different than his grandfather, Reb Chaim. The Rav is saying Chazakah is stronger than Kibush. Reb Chaim is saying Chazakah is just, you just take hold of it. Okay? And therefore, you better believe and bet your bottom dollar that we need to determine whether Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush. Because if Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, this is a Kabbalistic land. Therefore, when the Ole Bavel captured in the future, it'll be called Eretz Yisrael. But if Kibush Yochid is not Shmei Kibush, even if the Ole Bavel captured, it's not going to be acceptable. Okay? So it's kind of like they are what? They are like hinged upon. The Ole Bavel are hinged upon the Ole Mitzrayim. And that's why it's critical to know whether Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not. That answers number 8. Let's go to number 9. What are the other mahalchim we have regarding this kasha? I wrote the Din Kibush Yochid. It is this kasha. Because what are the other terutzim we had in this kasha? I should have wrote the question like that. Maisa Shar mahalchim Din Kibush Yochid. The bottom line is, what are the other terutzim that kasha Reb Chaim? Who cares? The Mainaf Kimi Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not. It all depends on the Holy Bible. So that's one answer Reb Chaim. There's another answer. The Stipler says as follows. Amazing pshat. He wants to claim the following Kiddush. That according to Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush is Kedusha, no doubt, even though it got nullified, but there's some like remnant of Kedusha. There's some remnant of Kedusha. Remember we said from our Rebbe, Rebbe Aaron Soloveitchik, that's out, there's something called Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Remember what Shem Eretz Yisrael meant? Mm-hmm. The title. Remember, for certain categories, all you need is the title, like for what? Smicha, like for being buried in Eretz Yisrael, like living in Eretz Yisrael, like Eglah Rufa. There's certain lands, like every yard in Shem Eretz Yisrael was enough. But then there are lands where you have shame and kedusha. We learned that last semester. So the Stoiber wanted to say a similar pshat. It could very well be that if the Olim Mitzrayim captured it, even if they got thrown out and it evaporated, but it still had a shame Eretz Yisrael. So it was like in tune. It was ready. Then when the Holy Bavel got it, it would click in. But if you hold Kibush Yochid, Lavshmei Kibush, then it wasn't ready and it wouldn't click in. Therefore, bless you, the Chachamim were Machmir, Lamaisa, on Surya, they have a Chiv Maisa Midrabonim. That's the Stipler's Pshat. That's the Teretz that he gives. Okay. Second Teretz for this question, the Mikdash David. Mikdash David said, Kibush Rabim needs the Urim V'tumim. Did Kibush Ezra have the Urim V'tumim? History. Did Ezra have the Urim V'tumim? Of course not. So how could Ezra accomplish anything? What's the answer? The answer is that the Urim V'tumim L'maisa, the Kibush of Ezra, only worked for Eretz Yisrael, didn't work for Syria. Eretz Yisrael itself does not need the Urim V'tumim. Syria does need the Urim V'tumim. Certainly does. And we didn't have it. So it only works what? It only works going to be best Midrabanan in Syria. So that's a second answer that you have to say. So please get that. That's why it's critical to say Lamaisa. Why was Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not? If Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, okay, fine. If Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, then you're in trouble. Because you need the Urim V'tumim. And Ezra did not have the Urim V'tumim. I've heard Israel probably don't need the Urim V'tumim, but if they add on there, so you need the Urim V'tumim. Ezra didn't have it. So if you hold it, oh, but they once captured it, well, that's only Yom Kibush Yoch Shemei Kibush. Yom Kibush Yoch Lav Shemei Kibush, they never had it. Okay, fine. And the last shot, Lamaisa, it's very possible to say, Lamaisa, shot is, according to Reb Chaim, in the Mikdash David, another Teretz, the Fi Tosfos, that there was a chronological order. It was done out of order. One could say Kibush Surya B'mei Bavel was before the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. That's also an ingenious pshat. When Ezra came back and captured Surya, it was also done before they had Eretz Yisrael. So that would also depend on when the old Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. If you old Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, no problem. If you old Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then it's a tremendous, tremendous problem. Okay, that's the answer that we gave. Three other answers that we gave to solve that problem, Lamaisa. The last answer being it solves the out-of-order problem, historically. Okay. I just want to note on this. Please get this. Historically, did the Ole Bubble capture Syria or not? So, Machlekes Rambam Raivid. According to the Raivid, they did not. According to the Rambam, they did. Okay? And therefore, according to the Raivid, if they did not, Lamaisa, then even according to Manor Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, Surya, why is it not Chayv in Maishim and Atayra? It wasn't captured at all, right? So it's a very big difficulty we had on the Raivid. The Raivid says the Holy Bubble never recaptured it. If the Holy Bubble never recaptured Surya, then what Maishim, why would you ever be Chayv? Okay, that's 9, 10. What's the reason why Chachamim or Gozer Tuma on the land, the dirt of Eretz Ha'amim? Oh. So we had 3-4 different Hesberim. Why did the Chum imbue Tumah on the dirt of Chutz Lartz? Oh. One reason being as follows. The Rambam writes, the Nachrim were very lazy in burying their corpses, and they had no specific place to bury their corpses. They buried them everywhere. There was no notion of a cemetery. And therefore, there was mason all over the place. So therefore, they imbued tumah on Eretz Amin, number one. Number two, that was the Rambam's pshat. Rambam the Perish Mishnayis. Number two, Rashi says, there is suffik faro shalem. Okay, same, very similar reason. Rashi basically is saying a similar reason. Second reasoning is, we'll put them together, Rashi and the Rambam. Second reasoning is the Miri. Miri says that women buried their fetuses that they miscarried, and they buried them everywhere. It's a little bit of a different reason. Second reason. Third reason, Tosha says in Nazar that the people that died during the Mabul or Haruge Nebuchadnezzar, the people that Nebuchadnezzar killed, they were spread everywhere. They didn't get there to Israel because we know those in the Mabul, the Gemara writes in Svachim and Kufi Gimel went off, never happened. And we know that in Eretz Yisrael, all the corpses of the Nebuchadnezzar killed were removed from Eretz Yisrael, but the rest of the world not. Therefore, there are these people that, had corpses from the Dor HaBavel, from Harukim, so everywhere in the world. Therefore, they gozer tumah on Eretz Amen. That is the third reason. And lastly, the fourth reasoning, we did not want Yidden leaving Eretz Yisrael. And the Chachamim imbued tumah on Eretz Amen to try to ensure that people would not leave. Unbelievable.
Is that the last reason?
The last reasoning? The Gemara has in Masechta Shabbos, Lomais. Gemara has in Masechta Shabbos, okay? On Daf Tetvav Mepes. Poshup Shab. Okay? Fine. That is the reason why we're gozer on the dirt of Eretz Amen. 11. How is Rashi Masber the Machlekstin Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Ligavishida Tevu Migdal? Gemara writes, Suri is like Eretz Yisrael in three ways. We'll get to if we get to that today, and like Chutz Lartz in three ways. What's one of the ways it's like Eretz Yisrael? That if you go into it, you go into it betara yichnas. There is a halacha, as we said, unbelievable. If you want to go in betara, you can go in, even though it's dirt is coming. You can go into a shida, teva, umigda. Shita is like a carriage, a trunk. Tev is a box, Migdal a tower. You can put it yourself in one of these three things, envelop yourself, you will not become tummy. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Now, what is this Machlaikis? Machlaikis runs as follows. If you go into Eretz Amen, Golos, in a Shita Tev of Migdal, are you tummy or not? Machloikis tin Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef. Let's get it. Rebbe is Metamer Rebbe Nachkodesh. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yudas says you're Metahir. Okay? Now what's this Machloikis all about, Dave? What's the Machloikis? Ohel Zorok. Is a movable Ohel called an Ohel or not? Rashi says. If it's called an Ohel, then it protects you from the tumah that rises from the ground. Or that is in the air. That's the shita why Rabbi Yosef Yudas says Yatar. Rabbi says Yatame because Ohel Zarek, Lab Shmei Ohel, a movable Ohel, is what is not called an Ohel. Now it's interesting, the Pashta says that everyone agrees, I want you to get this, seems like everyone agrees, that if it's moving, it's not an ohel. Question is, when it's stationary, since it is a movable thing, will it protect you when it's stationary? That's what the Taisa Rosh of Pnei Yeshua asked. The Gemara says in Nazar, seems like the whole Machloikis is Lamaisa when it's stationary. When it's moving, everyone says not an ohel. Therefore, the Taisa Rosh argues on Rashi, Mamish, and he says the Maisa that when it's moving, everyone says you're Tomei. The Machloikis is when it's stationary. Rashi doesn't seem to say like that. Rashi seems to say, Lamaisa, even though the Pnei Yeshua says not that way, Rashi seems to say, Lamaisa, that even when it's moving, it's a machlekes, whether it's an ohel or not. Pnei Yeshua says not that way. But let's assume, Poshim Shad Rashi, that if it's moving, Lamaisa, it might still be called an ohel zarek. Pnei Yeshua says, that Lamaisa, his kavana is, everyone holds not all when it's moving. And there was not chotzis. The Rashi is also talking about when it's stationary. But our Rashi is mashma then. That even while it's moving, it's called olzor. This is very critical. Because if you have an airplane, when Cohen flies in to JFK, many times one of the flight patterns is they fly over a cemetery, we said. So a coin, the tumah from the kever shoots right up to the plane. Oh, but the bottom of the plane is mafsik? No, it's not, because it's an ohel zorek. So that's a very big problem. We said, how can a coin fly into JFK? So that answers number what? Number 11. Please get it. Rashi says it's a machlekes with the old ohel zorek, lafshme ohel. Poshup shot from our Rashi, it's mash even while it's moving, the machlekes exists. Tosa Rosh. Pnei Yeshua said it can't be. The Gemara says no, so Machlokes only when it's stationary. Everyone agrees when it's moving, it's not a hefsik. So they argue. So we said, Pnei Yeshua says that's what Rashi meant. Okay, could be, maybe that's what Rashi meant. Maybe yes, maybe not. But I want you to know that's what the machlokes depends upon. Hanichnus le'eretz ha'amin b'shita tevo migdol. Are you tomer or are you tar? Depends on all sark. 12. What's the mahalach we said about the issue of tumas meis le'kohanim? You recall that we said from the Vilna Gaon that deres eliyahu. There are three categories in Dini HaTorah. What are the three categories? Based on the Pasuk in Tasri'ah, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. The Vilna Gaon writes, Seitan, there are three categories in Dini HaTorah. Bein Dam L'Dam is Isser V'Heter, Bein Din L'Din is Choshen Mishpat, and Bein Nega L'Nega is Tumah V'Tara. Each area regulates itself for Sveikos in a different way. What's the din of a suffix in Yisurim? Suffix dirais l'chumra. Sveik sveik is mutter. What's the din of a suffix in dini momenus? You're not sure whether you owe someone money or not. Suffix momenu kuli. You don't have to pay him a penny. Let him prove it. And what's the din by suffix tumo? If it's b'shus rabim, it's what? It's tahar. If it's b'shus yachin, it's tamei. You can have one suffix in b'shus rabim, it's tahar. You can have 1,000 sveikos in b'shus yachin, and it's what? Tamei. What does b'shus rabim, b'shus yachin mean? More than three or more people. Doesn't mean like Hilchos Shabbos. What Rosh Hashanah, what Rosh Yochim is. Oh. Let me ask you. The issue for a coin from the Tamil to a Tomei Meis. Which area is that? Elliot, which one do we say? At first glance, you would say what? Tomb of Atara. Midrash Sunach says it's not. It's Isser V'Heter. I want you to get it. It's Isser V'Heter. The way Rav Schechter formulated it is, the Isser is for a Kohen, he can't come close to a mace. He cannot come close to a mace. The Isser is not to become tumbe. The Isser is to come close to the mace. And therefore, can a pregnant woman go into a cemetery who's married to a Kohen? Yes or no? The Rokeach. The Magen Rum quotes the Rokeach. What does he say? Rokeach? It's fake sake and mutter. Is it a boy or is it a girl? Right? If it's a girl, it's fine. Baskoin can go to a cemetery. If it's a boy, maybe, God forbid, it's a navel. Maybe it won't live. It's fake sake and mutter. Ask the Magen Rum, what do you need a fake sake for? Tara balua lo metamo. The baby's enveloped in the mother. How could the baby become tummy anyway? What's the answer? It's not tuma. It's not tuma vitara. The getter is, it's Isser V'Heter. Isser V'Heter, you can mock it based on sveik sveik even. You follow me? That's why a Kohen can fly in the JFK. Because, I mean, no matter how, that's not considered to be close. That's why Mr. Marcus Katz could have flew into that JFK, we said. Remember we said that? Remember the koil is called the Marcus Katz koil, a tremendous gvir, a big baal tzedakah from Mexico. And when they named the koil, the Marcus Katz koil, the Shefer gave a shir, how could he fly into JFK? He's a kohen. That's the kasha. Baruch Hashem, he gave a whole shir, and he answered how he was able to come. And Baruch Hashem give a lot of money to Yeshiva that he could have his name, because I don't know what would happen if he wouldn't have come up with the heter, right? I'm sure he still would have been able to Lamaisa, but that was the pshat Lamaisa, because the Isser is Iskarbis. The Isser is Iskarbis coming close. What's a chumra that comes out from that? We said in Shulchan Aruch a Kohen should never visit a goses. What's a goses? We mentioned someone, God forbid, is on his deathbed. And imminently he could die. So there, since imminently could die, a Kohen shouldn't visit the person. That's coming close to someone's almost mamish nifter. It's a big, you know, a doctor, you can't touch a ghostess because you can hasten his death. That's a big shyness. I define a ghostess. Rabbi Yoel said in Gittin, the Ron quotes, someone who's imminently about to die but has lost his ability to speak. If he can still speak, he can't be called a ghostess. There's different shittas. But that's the chumra. I want you to get that. There's a kula that comes out of Rav Schechter's or Mahalach definition. And there's a chumra. The kula being the coin can fly in to the runway, no problem. Fly in the pattern over to something. It's not really close. If you're too close, dangerous. What's the other shot? The chumra is that coin should visit a geisus. Okay, but I want you to get the category. because Elam were formulated, not that you're being metame lemes, but it's a formulation is Isri Scarvis lemes, coming close to a mace, that's called Isri Vehetter. Therefore, it's regulated by those rules. If it's one suffix, chumro, if it's two svekis, svekis mutter. That's why the rokech had to say the pregnant woman is able to go to the cemetery based on the svek sveka. Why don't you just say tara bulu lo matama? If the baby's enveloped in the mother's stomach, he can't become tummy, because it's not an issue of tumor. It's an issue of Isri Vehetter. So if you have a svek sveka, you can matter. You got it? Please get this. Oh. Fight. Number 13. Sorry, number. Yeah, number 13. No? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get the Chumash. Let's just do 13. Can a Kohen go to medical school? That's 13. I didn't want to give it away like that, but 13 is, can a Kohen go to a medical school? We said no. Kohen cannot be a doctor. Why? There are three types of tumor, or actually three ways tumor can be transported. One is through maga, touching. Two is through masa, carrying. Let's say carrying a briefcase and the mace is inside. You're not touching the mace, but it's inside. And number three is ohel being under the same roof. A Jewish purse, a Jewish mace, Jewish corpse, transports tumo. What is the word? Communicate? Not communicate. A similar word. No, when you transport the tumor, when it's contagious, I forgot, whatever. The tumor is transported in one of those three ways. A non-Jewish mace is, everyone agrees, maga or masa. But there's a machlis the Tanakam and Shimon Bar Yochai. In Yevomis Taf Samach Aleph Amon Aleph, does a mace akum mitame ba'ohel? So that's a machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid had a paskin, whether a mace akum is metame ba'ol or not. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says that he is, Tanakama says not. So it's a machloikas, Tanoi machloikas, Rambam Ravid had a paskin, and the Machaber writes Yesh Lahachmer. In Shulchan Aruch it says Yesh Lahachmer. That is why a Kohen can't go to medical school. The Kohen will say he's not working with the cadaver, he's not touching the cadaver. Most of the cadavers are non-Jewish. You're not touching them. You're under the same roof. Exactly, Aaron. Since you're under the same roof, you cannot go to medical school. Okay? Now, there are other heterim. We don't accept the... Usually, Ramosh and the Rav were against it. There is the heter that we had of Rav Gorin. What was the heter we had of Rav Gorin? There's a thing called Cherev Haru Kecholo. What's Cherev Haru Kecholo? That if a metal piece is touching a mace, it attains the same level of tumor as the corpse. So if Cohen would take that ring off the mace's body, someone would take it off and give it to him. So the ring has the same degree of tumor of a mace. So then he can work with the rest of the what? Then he can work with the cadaver. Because anytime you're touching one mace, you can work with another mace. But it's not really a mace. And a Kohen is only prohibited in the tomb of a mace, not from the sword or from the metal. That's a very difficult hetter. That hetter was written by Rav Gorin, Tzatzal. But the Rav thought it was wrong, and Rav Moshe thought it was wrong, against the Tyson Baba Kama on Daf Bezim and Beis, because a mace is not as a hair of a sword or a metal is not as powerful as a mace. A sword can't make another sword, can't transport that tumor. So that shows that a sword of metal is not as powerful as a mace itself. So that het is very difficult, and I know it's a difficult situation, but we said that a Kohen really should not become a doctor or go to medical school based on this. Dental school, I really don't know the details. But you got to check into it. Could be they have also cadavers. I don't know what they do. But, Lamaisa, that's what Rav Moshe and the Rav held against Rav Gorin. Now, can a Kohen, what'd you say? In Yevamos, Samach Alfim Beis, on Baba Kamath, Tosin Beisim Beis. Seems to say that a Kerev is not as powerful as a mace. Now, a Kohen visiting someone in the hospital, Reb Moshe allows in Chutz Laaretz, because the stakes vacant. Number one, you don't know if anyone's dead at that point. Number two, even if they have died, it's an Akum, and maybe there's a sheet that says you're not a time of all. Even though we don't hold like that straight up, but Reb Moshe held in Chutz Laaretz, a Kohen could visit someone in the hospital. As long as you know for sure that you know there's no mace. Okay, that's where Moshe writes. Others are machmer, other poskim. are machmer not that way. Okay. Could be that in the morgue that they have, they put the mace that there'll be no tumor. Okay, Bez Hashem, Sunday, we'll pick it up from 14.